the 2018 World Credit Union Conference in Singapore, and I have to apologize about the lighting. My bad. I got the voltage all wrong, and the lights burned out. So, but that's a whole that's technical stuff. But we'll get that fixed. All right. We are here with Filene's very own Courtney Angeli. I've been calling her Courtney Los Angeli, but that's another story as well. So, how are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to be here. Finally, caught up with the jet lag. I'm not tired, and I can see straight.
So yay!
Yes.
Good to go. I like that. Yep. I like that. So I was going to say, how's the show going for you? But it's just starting. They're in there doing like the flag ceremony and stuff right now. So there's the that's why you have the dramatic music going on in the background. So
very
it's
dramatic.
Pretty dramatic right now. So it's pretty actually it's a really cool thing to see. So but we digress.
Yes.
But what do you have any expectations for the show before we get into your topic?
You know, I've already done quite a bit since I've been here. So yesterday was the Global Women's Leadership
reception. How was that?
It was wonderful. Gave out their Athena Award, mm-hmm. and it was great to see that. Great to have just people to talk to, mm-hmm. people to mingle with. Mm-hmm. And this afternoon did the Diversity Inclusion Luncheon, and that was wonderful as well, talking with different credit unions from all across the world. Luckily, I had some people from Macedonia and the Philippines at my table, so just learning a whole new experience,
yeah.
different challenges that credit unions go through. And what's so interesting is they're all so darn similar.
I know. I was just thinking that same thing. How it's amazing how different we are. We come from all these places on the planet, but we're so similar when it talks to when we're talking credit union stuff.
Really, same struggles, big and small, and it geographically doesn't seem to matter. Yeah. We're all going through very similar things.
Indeed. Yeah. Well, let's talk about what you're going to be talking about here. When are you talking? Is
on
it tomorrow?
Tuesday.
You're going to be talking about member journey and ease of use, something that we've been hearing a lot about the last couple of years because it all kind of boils down to the frictionless experience.
Exactly.
So I want to hear your take on all this.
Yeah. So I grew up in a contact center in a credit union.
Okay.
So member journey to me is something that is very near and dear to my heart. I talked with members for the last 7 years. So it's always important for me to remind credit unions why we're here and who we are serving and the purpose of making it easy to do business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We are competing against so many different things, and it's not just credit unions and banks. It's experiences everywhere. So how can we get credit unions to really understand what members have to go through to actually do business with our organizations?
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, it's not always easy, guys.
Got that right.
Yeah. So just making it easy, and why we're making it easy is to build loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
We want people to come back to us over and over again, and they're not going to do it if they have a hard time working with us.
Right. They're going somewhere else.
Exactly. And they can. It's easy nowadays for them to go other places,
yeah.
and we want them to stay with us and within this movement.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be talking a lot about that, and it's going to be a very practical application. So I'm actually going to go through how we journey map.
Oh, journey mapping. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So I'm going to bring in some statistics on ease of use mm-hmm. that we took from, well, we didn't take, we use from Harvard Business Review, as well as some things that we've discovered at Filene, really just to paint the picture of how we think service happens in our organizations compared to what actually happens
mm-hmm.
throughout those processes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Man.
Mouthful.
That is a mouthful, and I think everyone's going to have a wonderful time in that session because there's, like you said, there's a lot of takeaways,
mm-hmm.
very timely topic. The importance for credit unions today, though, why is this stuff so important right now?
Right now, it's important because, again, we are competing against the big Amazons, we're competing against Walmart, and it's easy for people to go to those companies and those stores to do their banking,
mm-hmm.
And making sure that these organizations like credit unions can stay on top of it.
Yeah.
So that's a big piece of it is, again, building that loyalty. It's not just about providing great service. We actually would argue that service is now ease of use as well.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't be looked at separately,
mm-hmm.
but really combining them
mm-hmm.
together
mm-hmm.
To create a better service experience for your member.
Mm-hmm. Because somebody, like we said before, somebody else out there is going to do it. I mean, we have to kind of raise our level to the Amazon level now. That's
exactly.
That's the bar we're all shooting for, or even the consumers are expecting it now.
Right. And, you know, resources are tight in organizations. It's hard. And that's something we hear so often. So really the big takeaway with the member journey is there's always low-hanging fruit. There's always really easy fixes. And sometimes they're not easy. Sometimes it will take resources. It will take planning. But they're always going to come away with 5 or 6 things that they can fix right now.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's making a quick phone call down to that other department because they didn't realize what was going on or how easy it would be to fix some of those things. So,
oh my gosh, really cool stuff. Yeah. Really cool stuff. Very cool. Anything else to kind of wrap up? Any other final words of wisdom from Courtney, Angeli?
Put yourself in your member's shoes. And I know that seems a lot seems simple, but really we think that we have the idea of how it works. And I would argue that go through the processes yourself. Think about things that you're frustrated with within your own organizations. And if you're frustrated and you work there, think about how your members are feeling having to work through that as well.
Great message to end on.
Thank you.
Courtney, thank you so much for stopping by.
Such a
appreciate
pleasure.
It.
Yes.
And break a leg on Tuesday.
Thank you. Bye, guys.